So let me ask you, there was obviously a scandal, political scandal in the United States during the 2016 campaign when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were competing to be the president. And the argument was made, well, Trump is the candidate of the Russians. Trump is who the Kremlin wants to win, and they have a lot of animosity toward Hillary Clinton. In Trump's first term from 2017 to 2020, he did things like sent lethal arms to Ukraine, whereas President Obama before him was very reluctant to do that. He also campaigned to have Germany and Europe stop buying natural gas through Nord Stream, something very antagonistic to Russia. Is it true that in 2016, and it sounds like it from what you're saying, that you at least, and more broadly maybe the Russian government, had a preference for Trump to win?
So from the beginning of his campaign, when he has appeared for the first time on the horizon, on political horizon in the U.S., we have immediately remarked the difference between his strategy and globalist strategy. So we, from the beginning of his appearance, we would rather see him with sympathy, so with some sympathy, but there was no element of real intervention in the South for in his support. Everybody here in Kremlin, maybe beside myself, everybody here was convinced that Hillary is going was going to win. So that was just something funny, sympathetic, but we didn't accept him seriously. When he came to the power, and when he has won, he was under pressure. So they have created this false strategy, fake new campaign to demonize him, to undermine his influence, that he is a marionette and an instrument of Putin. And maybe he was obliged, because that was his first term, he accepted much more, he heard more opponents, his people from the Republican Party and so on, and he tried to give the impression that there is absolutely senseless. So he maybe that was the kind of driver to help more to Zelensky, but now the situation is totally different. First of all, the people from administration who made these claims that there was a kind of Russian intervention in favor of Trump, now they are under in the court. They are fired, and they are under inquiry. So if now somebody of serious position start to repeat the same lies, it is already something, a kind of crime. So that is suspicious. So Trump could not pay any attention for such slander and propaganda of his political opponents. So he is totally free to deal with Russia in good terms, in bad terms. That demands on how he consider what are the American interests in this field. So he is totally free, so he could not discount absolutely any claim that he plays in favor of Russia, in favor of Putin, because it is already established fact that all that was lie. So that is difference between Trump
the first term,
first,
and, the
third term. And the second term.
Thanks for watching this clip from System Update, our live show that airs every Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rumble. You can catch the full nightly shows live or view the backlog of episodes for free on our Rumble page. You can also find full episodes the morning after they air across all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. All the information you need is linked below. We hope to see you there.